Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. You know, look, we live right now in the most interesting, incredible, transformative time, at least of my lifetime. I thought that I kind of got all done and over with it, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, and for sure thought I was the disco queen of the world back then. But something is happening, and I wonder if we have called it in. What do I mean by that? I wonder if there is a manifestation of something that is happening because of an energetic shift. Now, I'm not going to answer those questions because I'm not really the expert in this field, but Daniel is. Daniel Rechnitzer is joining me here today. You know, he is also the host of an internationally known podcast, Answers From Within. He's the author of Mind Lies and then also the All-Knowing Diary. But more than that, he has chosen a life path that has really moved him forward to a place to fill in the blanks, to teach people on how to truly manifest, to understand the law of attraction as the law of attraction as unto what we do and feel and know and act and be. But he's also somebody that is truly behind bringing the message out into the world. And you're going to hear about how he's doing that. But this is the second in a series. And what we're talking about, have you ever thought about the law of attraction and what the biggest secret is around it? Have you ever heard people talk about, I came home one day and the next thing I know, I had a winning lottery ticket. Really? Was it that easy? But that's what this show is about. What does it mean to be into the vibration, to be aligned, to be in the flow and not in the friction of the law of attraction? Daniel, it's great to have you here.
Hello, Dr. Pat. It's a pleasure to be back. Thanks for having me.
Probably an over-exaggeration. Is that even a word? Over-exaggeration of coming home one day and finding a lottery ticket. But clearly there are hundreds of people that have done that.
I think an over-exaggeration is an over-exaggeration.
Yeah.
Well, look, you know, we keep hearing stories of amazing things happening. And I think you put it so beautifully when you said, how do we become aligned to the frequency? How do we become aligned to the vibration of flow? And that's what I really want to be sharing with everyone today, because there is a secret behind it. And people are very dismissive of it. We've heard about it before. We hear people talking about it, but we're too busy listening to what everyone else is doing, trying to make money, trying to keep up with the Joneses, and we're overlooking the biggest secret that is behind the law of attraction. And I'm hoping you and I are going to get to reveal that in our show today.
You know, I was on a coaching call with someone right before here, and do you ever find that this happens to you, Daniel? Like you're coaching somebody or you're working with someone and they've really bought your services. They want to work with you. They're like, Daniel, give me the answer. Give me the answer. Give me the answer. And then they start to talk and you're in response to that, whether it's spirit guided or otherwise, but you're in response to that. And all of a sudden you find that what you're saying and guiding, it's like a light bulb goes on and says, gosh, I need to do that myself, right? I need to.
It's funny, you know, after every session when I was doing Answers from Within, in which people will call up and ask me questions and tap into the universe for the answers, I knew it just became part of a habit that after every show I did, as I, or I would say goodbye to the person, hang up, I'd sit down and go, okay, how does that apply to me? Because every, that was really, as much as it was all about them, it was all about me. You know, we just keep attracting these situations in that are there to show us more about ourselves. So that became just a rule. If I've said something to somebody else, it's all about me. That was a big thing, still is.
And you know, one of the things too that I mean for today, and looking at the law of attraction and looking at the biggest secret, and I almost want to say the biggest secret parentheses S secrets, because so much of when I look it back and reflect on my life, there's so much I did to get me from where I was to where I wanted to go. Because I think a lot of times we think about, well, what do I want? But I'm here in my life. I want to be here, whatever that looks like, mentally, spiritually, physically, or otherwise. And sometimes it feels like I'm taking 10 steps back to take one step forward. And I think for a lot of people, that has been what the law of attraction has felt like. My opinion, right there.
Well, it's true. And that's exactly why I want to bring this up, is because we're asking the wrong question. We keep asking, what do I want? And that's how the original movie, The Secret, kind of, that was the path that put people on. Decide what you want and intend it and you know, think it. But the question isn't, what do I want? That's not the question that brings the law of attraction into the flow. The question is, what am I? And that's what the biggest secret is, really. That's the beginning of it. When we start to know what we are, because we're not this person that we thought we are. We're not somebody who's just here to find our own way in life and struggle and battle and achieve. And we're not that. When we come into contact with who we are really, that is an essence. That is a frequency that begins to open the doors to law of attraction.
30 years ago, I don't know how to describe it except for the way I'm going to describe it, but I'm hoping you will give me a law of attraction example. 30 years ago, I hit the core bottom of my life. I mean, I've had a lot of bottoms of my life, but this particular one was where I was so deeply immersed in addiction. And in, you know, a lot of dialogue we're having now in the world about addiction and opioids by people that may or may not even have that experience. And one of the things I want to say is the people that have had that experience, we need to be talking about it more, because you represent being on both sides. You represent what it's like to be so at the bottom of one's life that you can't find your car keys. You've lost your Harley Davidson. You've had the wreckage of every possible relationship you've ever had. So how does one go from there to what we're talking about today? And the only thing I remember, and I would love for you to talk about this, because I cannot explain it in my limited view. I went from one day to that, to the next day, not that. And when you hear it, you hear, I made a conscious decision. But the reality is, it has to be more than that. And yes, decision is part of it. But what is the energy that we must have to have that kind of passion, commitment, and dedication to that?
You know, There's the long answer and there's a short answer. And because you and I, you know, we could talk forever. I want to give people the fast track on that.
Yeah.
In essence, we can spend our entire life trying to fill the needs that we have. And the mind is full of need. It says, I'm not enough. I'm not lovable. I'm not respected. I'm rejected. Nobody listens to me. I'm not successful. I haven't achieved anything. I'm not wanted. The mind is, in essence, it's need. It just needs. That's what the mind is. Now, most of us spend our entire life trying to fill those needs. So we go to relationships. I'm not lovable. I'm not attractive. Can you fill that void? Or I'm not wealthy. I'm not successful. Can you fill that void? And, you know, I don't feel I'm smart or intelligent. And we go for a career. Can you fill that void? So we spend pretty much our entire lives trying to fill a void. Now, from a certain perspective, this is a colossal waste of everyone's time. And it leads to another colossal waste of resources on this planet, because the more empty we feel, the more we have to take from other people and take from our planet to fill the void. So we can choose to go through our whole life trying to fill all our needs and be led around by the nose, by our mind, to find and fill this. Or we come to a point, a realization of, I was never any of these needs. I was never any of these beliefs, any of these things that I have been believing my whole life. Which brings us to the question I mentioned earlier. If I'm not the mind, if I'm not all these needs I thought I was, if I'm not this so-called person I thought I was, then who am I? Or better said, what am I? Now, this is where the breakthrough happens, Dr. Pat, is when we stop looking at ourselves as a person, as a human being, wandering this earth trying to find our place, we realize that what we are is an energy, a vibrational frequency that is here on this earth to transform the reality, to bring peace, to bring harmony. When you see yourself as an energy, as a frequency, you are whole. And more than that, you are infinite. There's no more needs. You don't have a need on a human level to fill. So instead of trying to fulfill all these things, wasting your whole life and hurting and going through struggle and hardships and hitting rock bottom, we start doing what we came here to do, and that's called living your purpose. And that is the message I really want to bring through today, is your purpose is the frequency that opens the doors of the universe. The universe says, hey, that's why you're here. That's your purpose. Now we're in a flow together. And that's when the big things start to happen.
And, you know, isn't that the part that, you know, we talked about this a little in the last show, but I'm really struck by it today for whatever reason, is that sometimes for me, I was literally living my purpose and not realizing that that's what I was doing. I don't even know if that's possible, but that's my reflection on my life, right?
Absolutely.
And I want to ask you, because when we do that, when we create that energy and that frequency, and you and I talked about this in the last show, there were a lot of things we learned a decade ago about the law of attraction, and there were a lot of things that we didn't, but we need to catch up now, because the frequency and the energy by which the world is moving is at such a pace that without knowing that we are part of that, right? Mm. How might we move forward on that track? Why is this so powerful? You know, for the people listening, I have a sense of it, but it is powerful. It is very powerful when you're in that zone.
Well, it's the ultimate power, and I'll explain to everyone why. There is essentially two versions of us running around on this earth. There is the you that you think you are, and that's the you made up of all the insecurities and all the doubts and all the trauma and all the conditioning. That's the you. We've actually gone, yep, that's me. That's who I am. I'm Daniel. And because I feel this way, I need to compensate and try and fix that. Then there's another you, and this is the ignored you across the planet. A lot of people are starting to come into contact with this. We call this the true self or the higher self. Now, this is the part of you that's actually true and real. The other you, the one that is full of doubt and belief systems and constantly questioning its purpose, that was made up. So on one hand, we have a made up you running around trying to achieve success and fulfillment and happiness and can never find it because it was made up in the first place. And on the other hand, we have the real you, who's the source of the intuition, the spirit, it's the guidance, it's the universe, it's the universe that's you in this energy creating on this planet. That's when you align to that, that's when success, fulfillment, health, vitality, purpose all come into being, simply because that's what's real. The other you, the you that you've believed you are your whole life, was never real. We made that up. We were born, we started hearing things about ourselves, learning things from other people, being told things, and we decided, oh, that must be me. I am unintelligent, unattractive, unappealing, unwanted, unlistened, unimportant, insignificant. I am that person. That's who I am. But we made it up. So we've been trying to create fulfillment, success from a person, a persona that was never real in the first place. And we wonder, why can't I create abundance? Why can't I create success? It's, well, because you made up. You made yourself up. So as we become in contact with this true self, yeah, which is a energy frequency that is limitless, infinite, all-knowing, powerful, as we become alignment with truth, doors begin to open.
Yeah.
Health begins to show.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm thinking about this too, because I mean, we're talking about what stops people from living their purpose, right? I was talking to somebody over the weekend and I was listening, right? I was listening to, you know, this is what happened and I didn't do this. This is what happened and I didn't do this then. This is what happened. But what I was really struck by for this person, and I totally related to it, is as he was talking with me about, I really want to go to school, but I couldn't, I had to take care of my family. I mean, it was like that.
Yeah,
but he
yeah.
never gave up the dream to go to school. And this is, I don't think I've ever said this to you, but I want to just make this one comment, and I would love to talk about it with you. I think I got a taste of the law of attraction in 1973, I think. And I had this moment where I was flooded with an idea. And I turned to Linda, my best friend today, our producer. Now, mind you, I barely graduated high school. I couldn't write a sentence in the English language, Daniel, if my life depended on it with the proper grammar. It wouldn't happen. But I said to Linda, Linda, I am going to get a PhD, right? I'm telling you, summer yeah. school is why yeah. I graduated. And she looked at me and she said, yes, you will. You will get a PhD. And then I looked at her and I said, now, what exactly is a PhD? Because, Daniel, but I think this talk, this is a real story, but it talks exactly to what you're talking about.
I love
the
that.
Story behind, and it took me a lot of years before I got it. But why did I want it? Here's why. I delivered mail in the phone company to Building 5 and Building 15. Building 15, and I had to have top security to do this. This was the basic Bell Labs. This was old school basic research, right? These people, they had frogs they talked with. They had quiet rooms they let me go in. They taught me how to juggle. These are the people that said, come on in, let us show, we want to show you what we're building in the acoustical room. But I delivered mail, and on the end of almost every name, what do you think it had?
PhD.
PhD. Mm-hmm. So where I went was, I want the energy, I want to feel this energy. And it wasn't until I was out of the mail room and I was no longer delivering mail to them. And the hunger to be around that energy, I just didn't understand it the way I do today. But it was that energy. And Daniel, I got to tell you, that stayed with me right up into the point in 1994, after a year being on a wait list, that I got into Claremont.
Beautiful.
Only to find out I didn't have as much, but you see, that is a story to me as I was thinking about talking with you today and what you're teaching people, and certainly what the film is all about that you're part of. Everybody should try to find that energy. I know we experience it. I just never connected the dots till this week about it.
Well, you know what? It's exactly what I'm talking about. You're that inspiration, that drive, when you become in alignment with your truth, your higher self, your truth, the universe gets excited and says, yes, stick with this. This is going to take you somewhere. And that's the magic. And so if you're going through life and there's just like a lack of energy, a lack of drive and a lack of excitement, it's because you're not on purpose. And the universe is like, well, you can do that, but you're only doing it because you're questioning yourself, or you're undervaluing yourself, and you don't believe something better is possible. You don't believe you're worthy of something better. And, you know, it comes back to what you said. There are secrets, not just a secret. There are secrets behind the law of attraction. And the ultimate one we're heading to is come into your truth. But then how do you do that? And then there's the other secrets. It's about loving yourself, valuing yourself, seeing yourself as worthwhile, seeing yourself as important enough to put first in your life. And as you start putting all that, laying that groundwork, it starts cementing this, having you be in your truth, in your purpose. Now, this is the thing that so many people have missed, Dr. Pat. People think, oh, life purpose, that's my career, right? That's my career. That's what I'm meant to do to make money. And it's like, ah, oh. And I want to jump up and say, whoa, you're missing the whole essence. You're missing the whole point. Life purpose is not a career. It's your vibrational frequencies, your very essence of your being. It's a beingness, it's an energy, and that creates the relationship you have. It creates the parenting for your kids. It creates what you do in your life. It's a beingness that unlocks the power of the universe in your favor. It's not just a career. It's like your DNA. Your life purpose is the essence, your DNA. It's infinite.
You know what's so funny about this? Because you and I never really know the direction we're going to go. And we have a guideline that we take. This show right now, for those of you out there, I just want to make sure you all remember is that we are talking about the law of attraction, everything you've ever wanted to know about it, but you weren't afraid to ask. You just may not have gotten the answers that would help you. And Daniel Rechnitzer is joining me here today, as I said before. We're going to give you lots of information about what you're doing, Daniel, how you're helping people really get this time. But, you know, I remember doing a talk one day, and it was called this because it was my story. It was, I think it was called how you may have to pay $1 million to find your life purpose. That was the name of my talk. So everybody thought that I was trying to sell them something, right? That it's like one of these seminars you're going to get up in front of. And at the end, you're going to be like, go buy my coat. No, it was the story of how after getting my doctorate, I was depressed. And I dialed the wrong phone number. And I spent my first $10,000 on a digital radio show in 2003. They were like, the internet wasn't barely even in existence. Mm. And I went on to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, even to this day. And everyone around me didn't get it, except Linda. and a couple of my other friends. Right? But I couldn't explain it, except now when we're talking about this. See, for people that see what their path is, or maybe you don't see it, maybe you have a sense of it, and something shows up, let's call it an opportunity, Daniel, right? What stops us from taking the next step? How do we stop ourselves? Because we do, because I did not have to, I did not, I could have hung up on that wrong phone number. I didn't have to talk to Tacy, and I certainly didn't have to pull out a credit card and give her $10,000 within 10 minutes. I did not.
How long do we have?
Yeah. We're going to take a short break. Let's do this. Let's take a short break, because when we come back, how many people do we know that are listening to this? No, they know. They know there is this thing inside, and there's some aspect about us that just will not trust that.
Mm.
And I want to tell you this before break, because I want you to think about it. Now, I got to tell you, when Linda gave me the thumbs up about the PhD in 1973, and she said, absolutely, yes, you would, I started to walk around and tell everybody I was getting a PhD. My boss, I walked into my boss and I told my boss, Brian McGorry, Brian, I'm going to get a PhD. And Brian looked at me. I have no bachelor's degree. See, he knew. I didn't know this. I don't come from an educated family. I'm the only one of my family graduated high school. But he knew. And when we come back, I will tell you what Brian McGorry did that changed the entire procedure of the telephone company. Short break. We'll be right back.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Law of Attraction. Are you ready for this? The biggest secret. And there is a big secret. And it's the secret that even today, after coming up on 10,000 shows, that I still need to learn more about, because I'm learning about myself. And right now, Daniel, before we, how do people find out about what you're doing? How do they find out about your webinars? How do they find out all of the things you're doing to help people truly step into this energy field?
Well, please go and visit our website at intuitionwisdom.com and check everything that we're doing. We've got books, we've got courses, we've got huge things coming up. So, and we're going to tell, there's a very special invitation on there at the moment. So please check, and we're going to talk about that more. It's all to do with discovering your life purpose. So go to intuitionwisdom.com.
I want to tell you how important this is, and talking about this in terms of the law of attraction. And because what you're helping people do is, regardless of outside circumstances, regardless of the fact, Daniel, I had a high school education, didn't even understand that I didn't know this. I did not know that. I thought I would be able to go from where I was to the PhD. Mm. Like that. This is where I was. I don't come from this family. I thought, okay, I'm going to get a PhD. These people have it. Let me just go from my mailroom job and then my payroll job to the PhD. Now, I want to ask you about this. Brian McGorry.
Yep.
I have had more angels in my life. I can't tell you how many that have helped me get to today. Brian heard me. So I come back and now I'm in payroll and I'm like, I'm going to get a PhD, right? Linda said, I'm going to get it. Brian, my supervisor, says, you need to go to school at night. And I said, okay, what school? I mean, I'm not kidding about this. It's like, well, you need to go to school, go to Fairleigh Dickinson. And I looked at it and I said, Brian, I can't go. I can't. I mean, the school doesn't start to 8 o'clock at night. Then I'm going to be a class from 8 to 11. Then you've got me coming in. I said, I can't do it. I can't go to school those times. But I said, they have a class at 5:15 and I just need to leave 15 minutes early to get there. Now, clerks back in the day, clerks, we were called, you don't get 15 minutes. Do you know what he did? This was one of my first lessons of what does it feel like to have somebody believe in your purpose, even if you don't believe in it or know it. He pulled out the forms and he let me leave 15 minutes earlier against the entire AT&T corporate policy. The vice president called him and he stood his ground and he said, everybody should be able to leave 15 minutes. Or they changed the whole policy. But I want you to talk about this because, see, people say fake it till you make it. We have to believe, even if we can't define it, help us with this. How do we move beyond society saying you're a clerk, you can't go, you can't get it, you can't leave, you're not enough? How do we do this so that we don't stop ourselves?
It's a big question. I think one of the most important things to realize, what stops us is this thought of failure. If I pursue my dream, if I pursue my purpose, that I'm going to fail and I'm going to look like a fraud, I'm going to look like a failure, and I'll validate all the fears I already have about myself. But here's the realization we need to have. Life purpose, living your life purpose, we can't see it as a choice anymore. It's not whether I will or whether I won't. The failure is not living your life purpose. So that's where the regrets are. That's where the pain is. That's where the suffering is. That's where the struggle is. We think if we go into living our life purpose, it won't provide for us. We might fail. There's no failure in life purpose. It's the one part of the world, one part of life, that is the guarantee of success from the universe. The universe is saying, you live your life purpose, even if you do it for a minute, you do it for an hour. That's the place where there's no such thing as failure. There's no such thing as doubt. There's no such thing as criticism. All those things drop away. Because when you're living your life purpose, that is the universe's definition of success. So to abstain from it, to decide against it, to dismiss it, to put it off, that's the failure that we fear most in our life. Not that we'll fail at our life purpose, but that we'll fail at ever attempting and ever trusting in that. And that's where the success is, knowing if I just choose my life purpose, I can't fail. I'm failing now by thinking I can't do this.
I want to ask you about this because I want to ask you how we stay true to the course. Now, why am I asking you?
The hardest thing.
Do you know how long it took me to get an undergraduate degree?
How long?
13 years. But when I got threatened not to get promoted, in the last 2 years of that, I did two years of undergraduate in 2 years. When my boss said to me, you cannot get promoted until 13 years. Now, why? I mean, the only reason or answer I could give is that gift from the universe, God, whatever that is, there was some divine energy that knew that I had to move this along to get to my real life's purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
But how do we help people when you're teaching them, when you're doing the webinars? How do we help them not lose faith in themselves or the path, even if the path changes? I mean, I didn't go from the undergraduate right to the thing. I mean, honestly, I had to lose my job to actually fulfill that passion. But what have you learned to help people believe they're ready?
Do you know, we do this amazing exercise in one of our trainings, and it was shown to me in my channels and meditations about 12 years ago. There, if we come back to the notion that there are two versions of you, there's one that's made up and there's one that's true. Now, it's the one that's made up that stops us, because it comes in and gives us all these feelings of fear and doubt and worry of failure, and you're not good enough, and you'll never achieve it, and what will people think of you, and you'll finally get to see that you really are the failure you've always believed you are. And then there's the true self, which is going, you can do this. Don't listen to that guy. We did this. We teach this exercise where we're able to heighten our awareness so we can hear what that ego is saying, and then we can hear what the truth is saying. And instantly it clears all the blockages from you living your purpose. Now, until people do that, what I'm going to suggest is every single one of those thoughts, feelings of doubt, of I can't do this, I'm not worthy, I need to be more like other people, or I won't fit in, or I won't be accepted. Every single thing that feels horrible and confronting and stopping in your system is not true. And you need to have this awareness of what is going to be the most self-loving act I can do right now. Is it to listen to those feelings, or is it to go and follow what brings me the most joy? Because I've done the pain, I've done the suffering, I've done the struggle, I've done trying to be like everyone else, I've done trying to impress everyone else, I've done trying to be liked by everyone else. I've done all that. I know where that takes me. But what would it be like to do what will have me like myself? What would it be like to do what brings me joy? I haven't done that before. I've done everything for everyone else, to be like everyone else, to be liked by everyone else. But what would it be like? What kind of life would I create and experience if I actually put myself first and did what I thought would bring me joy, no matter how selfish it looks, no matter how selfish people will call me, because the universe is selfish. The universe says, if you do not give to yourself, I don't get to grow. Giving to yourself is giving to the universe. Giving to yourself is giving to everyone else. Be selfish, be self-loving. And it's really the biggest thing that stops people, Dr. Pat, that I see constantly is keep putting myself last. Everyone else is more important than me.
Yeah. It almost cost me my life, Daniel. You know, one of the things that I don't talk about that often is that, you know, of course, I wrong phone number, bought the airtime, then KKNW 5 days a week said yes. What I don't talk about often enough is what happened to me when I decided to buy 5 additional days a week and pull out the credit card. And what happened to me had not happened to me in my life ever, really. And what happened to me was, you know, I was in a relationship at the time, and all I kept hearing was, you got to get a job. You have a PhD. What are you doing? You know, this hobby is going too far. And it's hard to explain when it doesn't feel like a hobby. It's like, my God, you went to school for 10 years to what? To spend thousands of dollars talking? Seriously, Pat? April 1st, 6 months after that wrong phone number, I came down with the mystery disease. Now, when people ask me, well, you brought that on to yourself, maybe so. But I think the universe is smarter than that, God, whatever you believe in, because I was so sick. All I could do was buy airtime. And what I did was I started to do more shows. I started to search for how to heal. And that was how the show went from crust busting to Dr. Pat. That sickness stayed with me stayed with me almost 6 years really bad. I lost all sense of being able to walk. I was 100 pounds heavier, but I had found Dr. Darvish and I was going to get well. But I woke up one day and I looked at what I was doing in this show and I had so much gratitude. I just cried. And I wanted you to talk to this because I don't recommend this for everybody. I don't recommend going through the beliefs of not believing and listening. I don't recommend it. How do you help people stay on course to stay believing in themselves, to keep going?
It's tough for people in different ways, because some of them have husbands that support them, some of them don't. Some of them have wives that support them, some of them don't, and parents and family, and there's lots of different variables. And it's one of the big reasons I wrote the book, Mind Lies and the Truths That Will Set You Free. It goes through our biggest beliefs that hold us back in life, who we think we are, and it's what's stopping us. And then it goes through what the truth is, who you really are. And that was one of the biggest gifts I could give to people, to say, here's a cheap, easy, accessible tool to set you free. Now, for those who want to go deeper, I mean, we've got the most profound training to keep people on track, to overcome the blockages. And so it's so hard. You know, you ask me, what do we do? It's like, well, we've got a 6 weeks training program to do that. There's a lot involved about clearing ego and getting through the belief systems and getting into trust and connecting to true self and getting the answers for yourself and seeing the visions for yourself. But ultimately, what I'm feeling to say to everyone in this moment, apart from please get the copy of the Mind Lies book, please come to us and check out the training. Apart from that, what I'm feeling to say to everyone, you no longer have a choice. That is the transformation that is happening around the world. The planet is saying, you no longer can indulge in, I'm not good enough, I'm not important enough, I'm not significant enough, I need to be like other people, I need to get respect. You cannot do that anymore. We are at a point in our frequency on Earth that the frequency is getting so intense, so much higher, that anyone still walking around wondering who they really are is going to hurt. And we are finding that. We're seeing coronavirus, we're seeing riots. People aren't coping in this frequency that's trying to come in. So to me, the universe is really saying, this is the message straight from the universe right now. It's saying, no more indulging in the old you. It's time to awaken to, what am I? What role am I playing on this earth? Now, let me tell you a story very quickly.
Yeah.
Since the time I was a child, I was taught to believe I am stupid. I'm taught to believe I'm unwanted. I was even taught to the point that my mother despised me. She'd leave me in places, so I would didn't come home that day. I was taught my whole life, nobody wants me. Nobody wants to hear what I have to say. I've got nothing worthwhile. I'm unrespected. Everything, like you name it, I was taught it. And then it took years and years of healing, going through belief after belief, getting to truth after truth, sitting under trees, sitting meditating, writing books after books, to come to realize that I was never any of those things, that I'm actually not Daniel. I'm not the person. I'm not this human being. I'm an energy that's living through this human body to bring through truth, wisdom, knowledge. I'm not a person. And the universe is what Earth is saying. Stop relating to yourself in such small eyes. See yourself as the Earth itself. See yourself as the stars, the galaxies, the planet. The bigger you see yourself, the bigger your life will become, the more you will let into your life. But it's time to stop seeing yourself with these small human eyes, because it's only hurting you. And that's what this film, Beyond the Secret, The Awakening, is all about. Yeah. That's the message.
Yeah.
When you begin to see yourself as more, you'll experience so much more. Because you look at the world right now, where we're looking at war, violence, human trafficking, drugs, all these things, environmental disasters, that is... it's not an accident. It's simply a reflection or manifestation of how we see ourselves. We are seeing ourselves with such small eyes that we are destroying the air that we breathe, the trees that sustain life, the food, because we don't see ourselves as important enough, as big enough. And that's how you begin to stay on track is, and this is how we help people. We teach them how to go into their subconscious mind, clear out all those small beliefs that are keeping us so tiny. Because the more you chisel away that old self, the more you start going, you know, I'm not who I thought I am.
Yeah.
So I start treating myself differently. And the more you expand in how you see yourself, the more intuition comes in. The more the universe brings people to support you, the more money all of a sudden you seem to have. It's just a step-by-step process of chiseling away the old you to allow in, I am more, so much more than I ever dared to realize and see myself as. And that's how we do it. We help people remember who they really are. That's what intuition wisdom is all about.
That's why I love MindWise. That's why I love the book you wrote, MindWise, and the truths that will set you free. That's why I love it, because it puts in people's hands it gives them the actual hammer, and it gives them a way to start to chisel one lie at a time. And, you know, what you put in that in the book and the way you've presented it, if people go to, I hope you folks go on Amazon and take a look at it. I mean, it's also available in Kindle, but, you know, I'm going to be doing a women's group and I'm going to be using this book because I'm also, it's a group about promises. And so in order to realize those promises, right, to have a new freedom and a new happiness, if we're carrying these lies with us, and you know, every time I read that book, I have a different lie that is showing up in my life. Mm-hmm. But even with them, Daniel, isn't your message that we could still, despite all of them, we could still be that person, right? We are that person.
The essence is that despite everything that we're carrying on, there's an energy within all of us. And we've got to stop relating to ourselves as the mind or the doubts and the fears and relate to ourselves as that life purpose energy. Even if you kind of, you know, you touched on fake it until you make it. And it kind of is a little bit there, like even if you don't fully have 100% trust and faith that you are the other energy, you just got to run with it.
Totally.
It's just what it is, because you've spent your entire life believing you are the person. Of course, it's going to be difficult to all of a sudden switch over and go, I am the infinite energy, not the finite energy. Right. It's going to be tricky. I'm still doing it. You know, every day, you know, I'm working through another Mind Lies book, which is already 400 pages long, of even more beliefs that I've had to go through, wow. Right? And it's going to be tricky, but don't beat yourself up that you fall down. You've spent 30, 40, 50, 60 years being that person, believing you are that person. So yes, you've just got to come back to, but no, I'm not. I'm the light. I'm not the doubt. I'm the truth. You know, I'm not the fear. I'm the love, the energy of the love, of expansion, of growth, of healing. You know, and this is, I wanted to mention to you before, you're talking about healing that illness. When I have people coming to me with chronic illnesses, terminal illnesses, one of the most important healing that comes up in those sessions is start living your life purpose. Because the body is this vessel of truth. And if we aren't living our truth, the body says, well, what's the point of me being here? And it starts to die.
Yeah.
Wow. So living your life purpose isn't a choice. It's your life support system. It's your success plan. It's your blueprint for fulfillment, for abundance, you know, for growth, for contribution. It's exactly the perfect path for you in every area of life, and your health depends upon it. Mm. You don't have a say. You don't have a choice. That's what it is to be in the body. The body is truth, and it's either going to reflect the mind in through illness. The mind shows up as illness in the body, or it's going to reflect the truth, vitality, when you're living your life purpose and going, because I had to realize, Dr. Pat, this isn't Daniel. I'm not Daniel. I'm truth.
Yeah.
I look like a person.
Right.
But there's no person here. I am truth. My identity shifted about 2.5-3 years ago from Daniel is this guy that's made mistakes and has regrets and done all these stupid things, right? To I'm not Daniel anymore. I'm truth. Mm. I'm knowledge. I'm infinite knowledge for this planet. That's the new identity that happened.
Mm. And that's why you and I are having these conversations. I mean, this is the second of a series we're doing, because the world is calling for this message to be brought forward. And, you know, to hear you talk about it and the discovery, and then couple that with the work you're doing to actually help people. See, that's what is the pinnacle of transformation, is being able to share what you learned.
Can I share something just sure. So powerful that was shown to me in one of my, you can call it meditations when I tap into the universe. It was shown to me. I was being shown by the universe. I said, stop believing you are this person. I was like, okay, well then what am I? And I was taken up to see stars and space and galaxies. And I was shown that every single star is an idea. Every star in the universe is an energy, a source of information. It could be the energy of love. It could be the energy of creativity. It could be the energy of sound and music. It could be the energy of nurturing and caring. And that the universe is this enormous brain, and every single star represents an idea. It's the universe's idea. And it's so bright, it's so intense, it's this infinite. You know, if you look at an idea on Earth, it's not finite. You know, going to cooking, for example, cooking is limitless, right? Right. There's no end to it.
No.
Music, limitless. Right. Color, limitless. Everything is infinite, right, on every spectrum. And I was shown that these stars are this physical emanation of an idea. And that energy is now being brought onto the earth as in a physical form in a person. So I was then being shown, you are a star, but you are more than that. You are its idea. So instead of asking the question, who am I? Start asking the question, what idea am I? Because I'm an idea of the universe, and it's an infinite concept. I'm not a person, I'm an idea. So what I want to put to everyone today, as we're coming to a completion, is start putting out there to be answered in your dreams, in your meditations, what idea am I? And when you know that, all of a sudden you know your purpose, you know what direction to face, you know what work is to be done, you know what gift you're bringing. Everything in life becomes so much simpler, so much clearer, and so much more expansive. What idea am I?
Mm. Great way to bring this part of our conversation to a beautiful, beautiful question. Daniel, one last thing. Please give out your website again. Also let people know about the film as well.
You know what? It's pretty exciting, because what we're doing on the website for all your listeners is, if they don't know what their life purpose is, if they don't know what their energy, their essence is, and they want to know what idea, what is my gift? Why am I here? What am I here to bring? We're doing free sessions for all your listeners, okay? Free 15-minute sessions. If you come to intuitionwisdom.com, book in, okay? You get to have a session with either Dagmar or Emma.
Wow.
They're both amazing. They're most beautiful. You know, this is, we've been charging $99 US for these sessions. And I said to Sonia, and she was just coming to the same realization as me, she said, we've got to make this available. Give this to people at least for this month, so they can get to know who they are. And once they know, then they can choose where to go from that. Yeah.
Wow. So
So please come to intuitionwisdom.com, book yourself that free session. You can do anything. You can choose to follow that through or not. We just want to share that with you. We've got these amazing, beautiful practitioners who are able to tap in, talk to your higher self and the universe within and give that information intuitively. So please, intuitionwisdom.com.
I'm on it. Thank you, Daniel. Wow. Please, everyone, go. It's right there on the website, right there. Free life purpose session. Discover yours today. Intuitionwisdom.com. Thank you, Daniel. We are not done. We're coming up with another show together. So stay tuned, everybody. And please, please allow the energy of this to reach you and then soak it up. We'll see you next time.